Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Good morning, my friends, or good afternoon, or good evening, whatever it is, it's good. And I, today, am feeling so grateful to be alive and healthy. Yesterday, so you guys, I think I told you before, like several weeks ago, I got a kidney infection, like totally took me out of commission. There's the pain, the ache all over your body, the chills and the fever and the sweat. And then the fever was so bad, it was like this delirium where your mind is playing these games. Just horrible torture and so much pain. Oh man, it was bad. And I got on some medications, big old antibiotics, and within a couple of days of being on the antibiotic, I felt better. And then, you know, boom, it was a 10-day cycle antibiotics. I felt great. Well, 2 days ago, the pain comes back, right? Came back, like when you're going to the bathroom, it's excruciating. It just burns so bad. And I'm like, no. So I was like drinking 5 gallons of water a day, trying to flush it out, you know, 2 full bottles of straight cranberry juice with no sweetener. Ooh, that stuff's bitter. And I'm like trying to get back. I'm like, no, not again. And finally yesterday it was so bad. I was just shaking and trembling because I was so cold. I had a chill so bad, and my whole body ached again. When you get that kind of infection, it feels like you know how when you get a flu, like a flu thing, all your joints and everything aches. Just my whole body was aching so bad. So I'm like, this is not bueno. So I went to the doctor, and They were really concerned. Like, they were crazy concerned because they did some analysis and were just like, whoa, this is so not good. And they're about to put me in the hospital, about to admit me. But for some reason, my temperature was a little bit down. And so they're like, man, if your temperature was any higher, we'd just put you right in the hospital. So they gave me this injection of an antibiotic that was super strong, and it hurt so bad, and they put it in your glutes, and so I'm like dragging my left leg behind me as I'm walking out of there. But I go to the pharmacy to get my stuff at the store, and I'm just shaking and trembling, you guys, and my, like, I'm losing circulation in my hands, and my fingers are like locking up and like all kind of deformed, and my face, I lost like feeling in my face, my lips were all tingly, and my face muscles were like contracting weird, and it was crazy, you guys. And I was like, my stomach knotted up, I felt all nauseated, and I was just like, this is horrible. I had a hard time getting home, and I just lay in bed, and all I wanted to do was be unconscious, and that's it. All I wanted to do was like just survive, is get rid of this feeling. It felt so wretched. And mercifully, I somehow fell asleep. And I remember coming back when I woke up, you know, a couple hours later, like, oh, yes. Yes, I was able to fall asleep. It's so nice. And yesterday was terrible. And you guys, so I got the injection, and then I took these 2 huge antibiotic pills. And I woke up this morning feeling fantastic. I came to consciousness around 6, and I was like, woohoo! I'm alive! I feel alive! And I think that's a perfect fitting for our conversation today, because this is the 5th part in our discussion about the hierarchy of needs and Maslow's philosophy and our whole journey towards what he calls self-actualization, which is potentially reaching your full potential, or reaching for it and pursuing it, and being unfettered and getting out of the trap and the prison and the limitations. And I think what was happening to me, like, is a perfect example. I literally had zero ambition yesterday. Nothing. All I wanted to do was be unconscious so I didn't have to feel the pain. Right? And like, I wasn't thinking about you guys. I wasn't thinking about podcasting or making videos for my YouTube channel. I wasn't thinking about, you know, the presentations I have next week when I'm going up to be a keynote speaker again. I wasn't thinking about, you know, doing anything. And see, doesn't that make sense? Like, when your body's not well, it obviously affects your mind and your emotions. And so not only do you, like, you're not energized and alive and working on things, you don't even want to work on things. You don't even want to think about working on things. And I think a lot of us are experiencing that. Because things are, we're so limited by things that are out of line that we've talked about all the way through the hierarchy here, right? We've talked about the things that are affecting us physically and emotionally and socially in our relationships and spiritually, right? And finances and your house and your clothes and your all your relationships, your property. I mean, all this stuff is personal security and safety and love and belonging and then self-esteem, right? All of that plays in. And those come in as limits that just, it literally just shuts us down. And I'm sitting there, lying there yesterday, like, and I was cognizant of it. I'm like, I have all this work I want to do. I want to engage with my wife. I want to engage with my kids. I want to have a fun day. I want to, like, I want to, like, work on things, make a difference. And, but, like, then I was like, no, I can't do anything. I just want to be asleep. Please just let me sleep. Please just let me sleep. And at one point, I literally was kneeling in front of the toilet, like, please let me throw up so I can be done being nauseated. I just sat there for a while, nothing. Like, oh, come on. And I guess that's a great fit, you guys, for what we're talking about, that when we have these limitations, not only does it limit our performance, sometimes it just knocks us completely out of the game. And if something's out of whack in our lives, like, we don't even, not only does it, like, remove ambition, we don't even want to be ambitious. We don't even think about ambition. We don't even think about self-actualization. We don't even think, we literally have no bandwidth, no desire, no, like, no drive for potential because our problem is so consuming. Does that make sense, you guys? Our problem becomes so all-consuming that when somebody like me rolls along and like, hey, what are you working on? What are your dreams? You're like, what? I don't even have time to, or space in my head, or I don't even think about that because my marriage or my kids or my health or my spiritual journey or my emotional state or my mental state. You get what I'm saying? And it makes this stuff so relevant and so important that every one of us give our very best effort. So now let me tell a little bit more on the story here. So I took a 10-day really strong antibiotic the first go round, and it worked. And then about a week later, bam, it comes back with a vengeance. And I'm asking the doctor, I'm like, what in the world, what gives? Like, this knocked it out. And she says, my thought is that this bacteria, this infection is so bad that it needed to be treated with way more power. And so this time they went all after it. Like, they gave me the injection, which is super concentrated, excuse me, plus these pills. And then she's doing specific, like a culture on my body fluids, right? And she's going to identify, she sent it off to this lab. The lab's going to identify the exact bacteria. And then they're going to put me on an even stronger antibiotic specifically targeting that bacteria and do it for like 2 weeks. And I guess the, and oh man, it's going to, I know it's going to mess up my gut. I'm so grateful for doctors when you need them and for medicine. This is the first time, that last series was the first time I've had an antibiotic in years and years. First time I've had any prescription at all in years and years and years and years. But like I do just tons of natural health. I love it. I know it's going to mess up my gut, but man, I'm grateful for it. And so yesterday we went out and got some, my friend owns the, it's called Utah Natural Meats and Utah Natural Milk is where we are right now. And we're actually moving this next week. I'm so stoked to go to a new place and a new adventure. But anyways, I went out there and got all kinds of, got raw milk and milk kefir to starters. And all kinds of awesome healthy stuff to help my gut back. But my point is here, like, I didn't go hard enough, strong enough, intense enough the first go round to take out a big problem. And there's a huge, huge lesson there. There's a massive life lesson for all of us. That you have to go big and go hard against the things that are stopping you, against the things that are limiting you. And many of us, so, oh, here's the example I always see in my mind. And a guy who's struggling with alcoholism or just over drinking, and he wants to stop drinking, but he refuses to stop hanging out the bar with his buddies because his buddies keep going to the bar. So he keeps going to the bar, but he's trying to stop drinking, but he keeps going to the bar. Well, unfortunately, that guy's not going to be able to stop drinking for very long because he's going to end up, if he's always at the bar where they're all drinking, he's going to end up drinking again. And so he's like, I'm just not drinking anymore, but he keeps going to the bar. And at some point, you're like, no, this has got to stop. Like, whatever my problem is, whatever my limitation is, as we've gone through this series, you guys, each of you, I've gotten lots of cool messages from you and talked to you as you've been listening to this series, and something has struck a chord with each one of you. Like, oh, that, when you said that, when you asked that question, that hit me, right? And that thing, whatever that thing is, whatever that limitation is that's been getting to you, like, sometimes we have to get a little bit intense, and sometimes we have to get a lot bit intense, where if you have something that's limiting you and you know it's your limit, you see it, you know it, you've got to make drastic changes. When I spoke, I spoke at a conference in Virginia last week-ish, and one of the presentations they'd asked me to present on was addiction and distraction. And as I spoke on that, man, it hit home, because in this phenomenal group of people, like all of us, like just the time we live in and technology, like all of us are being influenced or affected by some kind of distraction or addiction. It has just permeated all of society, especially screen addictions and pornography and food addictions. There's so much going on, and we're all affected by it. And as I was presenting there, I said, "Look, you know, I'm gonna be completely frank with you. I'm gonna be totally honest, and I'm even a little concerned about what I have to say to you because I gotta say it. Otherwise, we won't actually get any results." And it was tough talk, you guys, to say, "Look, if you don't get," and I asked that question, what happens, and I'm going to ask it to you, what happens if you don't take this seriously? Let that sink in. If you have a limitation, if you have something in the hierarchy, we've talked all about it. So if you've got something in there that's not good, it's not great, it's not extraordinary. And remember, I've told you that. Look, if extraordinary is possible, then good is not good enough. And extraordinary is possible. And so if you've got something, anything on those levels that's not extraordinary, what happens if you don't take this seriously enough? And I literally think that what happened to me yesterday was a perfect example of what happens if we don't take it seriously enough. That malady, that limitation, comes back with a vengeance. And it wipes you out. It takes you out of the game of life. takes you out of this beautiful journey where you have so much potential and so much power to become your best self and make a massive difference in your own life and the lives of people around you and maybe even in the world. But it wipes you out. That's what happens if you don't take this seriously enough. And what would happen to your family, your marriage, your children, if you don't take this seriously enough? Now, on the flip side, what will happen if you do take this seriously enough? Like, you got to get intense. And it was cool. I challenged people when I spoke. I said, some of you are addicted to TV and Netflix, and it needs to go. And I got a bunch of emails and even pictures. People went home. They took down the big screen. They took out the entertainment center, and they replaced it with a desk and beautiful pictures. And they're like, we're done. What you said was just enough. I had been thinking about it. I knew we needed to do it. What you said, you challenged us to do it. It's done. And they got rid of it. And others, I was like, if your problem is your phone, like you got to get serious about it. And either, you know, whatever it is you have to do that's like serious enough to stop the problem. And I told them, like, and I want to tell you, like, if I made this commitment years and years and years ago. I think I was in my late teens or early 20s when I remember making a commitment to myself. If I ever find myself tempted by, say a porn addiction on my phone, then done. I'm not ever using a phone again. I wouldn't. And I'm dead serious. I'm telling you guys, if I found that I was tempted by looking at pornography on a screen, then I would just absolutely 100% commit. Like I'm off screens, I'm off devices. I'll find some other thing to work, some other way to do life. And if I ever do have to get on a screen, I would never, not a single instance allow myself to get on a screen without one of my children sitting there with me. That's what I'm talking about. You have to get serious. And I made a commitment years ago, and I've been telling people all over the world about it. I literally say this, like, I made a commitment when we had children. I said, if one of my children ever has a serious problem, I literally will take that child and go live on Mount Kilimanjaro or anywhere. Like, I'll do whatever it takes. If the kid has a problem with, you know, a little friend group that's having negative influence, gone. See ya. We are out of here and never coming back. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to remove the limitations. Now, I'm not talking about sheltering and, like, living in a bubble. I'm talking about getting serious about preventing problems and being willing to do whatever it takes to develop the right environment, the right ingredients to maximize our full potential, to reach self-actualization. So let's dive into that. What does that even mean? Like, what does it mean to live up to what you can become? What could you become? I'm totally confident that all of us, every one of us, you and me and all of us, are living far, far below our privileges and our power when it comes to potential. And I don't think that we even have a clue how vast, how great, the grandeur, the awe, the wonder, the excellence of your potential, what you could do, what you could achieve, what you could become. I feel like human potential is like a brand new continent that's never been explored with unlimited amounts of resources. And that's you. And you may not even think that. You may, not me. And this is where, you know, the psychology and the emotion come in and the training and the scripting, and people have told you you're stupid and you're dumb and you can't do things. And you and I, we beat ourselves up with self-doubt, and you got these voices in your head that are telling you you're not good enough and you're not young enough or old enough or smart enough or whatever enough, right? And we shut that down, and yet that is the That is the truth. That is the actual truth. You, as a human being, a precious human being, a child of God, just, wow! We would all stand in awe and wonder and admiration at your potential. Is this sinking in? You have gifts and talents and skills and abilities and knowledge that are totally untapped and unexplored and underdeveloped. Me too. So my question to you is, what are those things? And what are you going to do about it? And I'm literally so deeply grateful that you're listening to this. Thank you. And bless you. And way to go. I want to praise you and encourage you. Because you're taking the time to think through this stuff. You're making the effort to create space for this. So you're like, you can actually think about it and do something about it. You're already on this path. That's awesome. I love that, because most people, they don't even create the space to think about these things. I ask people all the time. I'll ask in a grocery store line. I'll ask in an elevator. I'm aware, hey, what's your life potential? What's your mission? What's your dream? What are you going to do with yourself? Like, if you could do anything, what would you do? And most people are like, never thought of that, right? But so you're doing it, but with your permission and all my love, I'm going to push a little deeper, a little harder. What's your thing? What's the thing you were born to do? What potentials do you have that are just totally untapped, unexplored? What greatness, what calling do you have inside your soul? Like, what do you know you can do in an exceptional way? Now, some of you right now are just literally saying, I don't know. And if that's the case, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's why I'm asking. So you start asking yourself, what is it? And I do the same thing. I do it all the time. Like, okay, what is it? What is it? What's the thing? What am I doing? What am I working on? And I know right now, I mean, it can always change and adjust as you go through life. I know right now what my mission is, what my calling is, my purpose. It's this. And it's like we started our School of Awesome Sauce coaching program. And it's the live classes for youth. I want to help youth. They're failing to launch in adult life. They're totally unprepared and they have so much potential and they're flopping. And that's part of it. So I have these live classes for youth. And then we're doing several live classes for parents. This is to help all of us as parents just seriously level up and prepare our kids and raise leaders, right? And get together, study that and think about it and get mentoring and coaching in every important area of life. Right, we have the marriage course because nothing breaks my heart more than a marriage that's just flatlining, that's lost the passion and the excitement. It's blah, and it's maybe dying. That's just, well, it's gut-wrenching when I know how extraordinary a marriage can and should be. And Rachel and I have been working on our marriage for 18 years. We've been super diligent and determined and deliberate and intentional about creating a stronger marriage. And it's wonderful. And I know it's even going to get better because we're going to keep working on it. So that's my mission. My mission is all about family. And I'm working on it. I mean, every day, except when I'm sick. I'm driven. I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it. I'm sharing. I'm like everything I can. Like, what can I do to help people live extraordinary family lives? Right? In fact, have I even told you guys about, that's our website, is extraordinarifamilylife.com. I don't even know if I've shared that. But that's mine. That's mine right now. That's my mission. That's my purpose. I love this stuff. What's yours? What's yours? What are you called to? What are you drawn to? And I also have this idea, and we've talked about it this whole time, right? This whole journey, this whole series, we've talked about how things need to be in our lives. And I believe wholeheartedly that whatever is a part of our lives that's important, we ought to study it and work on it. So because you have a body, you should study health and fitness and work on it. Because you have a mind, you should study psychology and mindset and work on it. Because you have emotions, you should study emotional mastery and work on it. Because you interact with other human beings, you should study social like interaction and become a social leader. You should study relationships. And if you're married, marriage. If you have kids, parenting. I mean, you study the things. And if you're leading, and all of you should be leaders because you are leaders, you should study leadership. You get what I'm saying here? Like every great thing. And then your specific skill or ability or task, whatever it is you want to pursue. Like whatever gift or talent, like whether it's working with animals or art or music or athletics or anything where you can just work on and cultivate your potential. If you're creative, you want to create things, you want to design things, you want to build things, you want to be an inventor, like whatever it is, like pursue that. Now, we often get squelched in our society because the first thing people ask in particularly in the U.S., I don't see it as much in other places, but in more affluent places and cities, the first thing people ask, like, well, you know, you tell about something you're interested in, they're like, we can't make money in that. There's no money in that. You can't do that. It's all tied to money. It's all tied to income or career. So I'm like, well, where's this space where we do things just because we love them? Where's this space where we just pursue it because we have a little gift, a little, you know, we got a good knack for it. Like, where's that space where we just develop something that we love? My friend who runs the farm told me last night that he went and spoke to this school. And when we're children, he said, all children like have this draw to animals and to nature. Like all these kids want to have animals. Like, you know, when you're a child, you're like, animals? Yes, I want to be a farmer, right? This is awesome. We all just have this beautiful, natural inclination and love to nature and to animals. But then by the time we're teens or adults, it's squelched out. And most of us can go through life without having any kind of connection to the land or to animals. So if you're doing that right now, ooh, bless you. Good job. You're awesome. But I think we need to bring back that natural, like as humans, we just have this love of the land and of animals. And if that's your love, do it. You get what I'm saying here? Like whatever it is, like open up a space in your life to do what you love and make it happen. Oh, I love this stuff. And then bring about this freedom. When we pursue self-actualization, we get this special freedom when we're pursuing and seeking our potential. And maybe there's never a point where you fully arrive. I believe that if I worked on my gifts and talents and my mission, my work, right? If I worked on that until the day I died, I feel like I could still keep getting better and better and better. And so maybe there's never a point where you arrive, but you're on this path and on this journey of growth and improvement, and you're seeking something. You have a direction and you're going after it voraciously. You start to get freedom. Okay? And this is a freedom I would say most of us have not known. You begin to be free from tormenting thoughts and negative emotions. You become free to express yourself humbly but confidently and say what you really think without fear of the opinions of others. You're free to live the life you want to live, independent of social scripts and expectations, independent of what others say or think you should do. You're free to wake up like excited for life each day. I remember when this happened to me, you guys, when like I was in survival mode for so long as a youth, trying to figure out how to get enough money to get enough food and then to pay rent. And then when I wanted to pursue things, like how to pay for that. And it just felt like survival. And I remember when things shifted for me, because I made the adjustments and the shifts that are, I didn't know about Maslow's hierarchy back then, but now I realize I made the shifts at the bottom levels and worked my way up. And I went through this whole journey myself. And I'll always go through it again and again and again to make the improvements, right? But I remember when that happened to me, when I could just wake up. And waking up was exciting. And the alarm would go off in the morning, and I'd be like, sweet, it's another day. Right? And so you have the freedom to wake up and be excited. And check this out, the freedom to not let, the setbacks and the failures and the mistakes and the poor behavior of other people, like, ruin your day. I remember that moment when I was like, done. I'm not handing this power over to other people. This is my power. I determine how my days go. Somebody cutting me off or saying something mean or something not working out like I thought, like, that doesn't have to ruin my day. This is my day. I'm taking it back. I wish I could have done that yesterday. But again, like the illness, like, I couldn't even cognitively process that. I just, oh man, it was so survival mode. And actually, I didn't even want to survive. I wanted to be asleep. It was that bad. And if you guys, look, with all the love and compassion I have, if you're in a space right now where you feel like you're just in survival mode and you wish you were asleep, man, I wish I was with you, give you a huge hug, and let you know, like, I understand. I've been there. Those years that I went through the hard times, I've been there, and it is gut-wrenching and heartbreaking, and it's so hard, but please, please have hope. Please have hope. There will be brighter days, no matter what's happened in the past. There will be brighter days, and you can start making these little shifts we've been talking about through this series. And things will start to open up and improve, and you literally bring in the tide that lifts all boats. Like, things will change. You gotta hope for that. And let me throw this in here real quick, because I think it's so important. We can't change the past, but we can definitely change the way we view the past. And I think that's our greatest power right there. You cannot change what has already happened, but you can change the way you see it. And I when I shifted from seeing my past as a horrible problem, oh, my life was hard, things didn't work out, like, I wasn't raised like I should have been raised, and all these should-haves and all this, and like, oh, and those were hard, and I hated that, and I was lonely and bitter. And I've seen people to this day that have held on to that bitterness of something broken in their past. And they've held on to it for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. I meet people all the time from all ages, and they hold on to something that happened in their past, and they always see it as this negative, horrible thing. And they don't let go. They don't see it differently. They can't change what happened. But if they could see it differently, if they could see the lesson that came from it, the benefit. And I know some of you are like, how could I ever see a benefit in that horrible thing? Because some of you have been abused. And some of you have been through horrendous tragedies and losses. How could that possibly be a benefit? And I want to invite you to consider if there is some lesson there, some strength that you can develop because of it. Even, here's this one, check this out. Even if because you went through it, you can offer support and comfort to someone else who's going through it. I've learned to see my past as a wonderful thing that taught me in difficult, incredibly difficult lessons, but valuable lessons. And going through the hardship made me stronger because I chose to grow from it, not be crippled by it. And I choose to see it as a beautiful thing. And if I had to do life over again, I would choose it again. I would choose it this time. Because the challenge changes you. And I want to invite you to see that, see it that way. And I know you can't change it, but you can change the way you see it. And once you change the way you see it, it transforms things. And it unleashes you. It gives you that freedom now for self-actualization, to pursue your potential. Does that make sense? I just felt like I needed to share that. You need to hear that message for all of us. We need that. But we can go after it. We can be free to interact with full love, full openness, full vulnerability and authenticity. We can tear down the walls that we've built up. We have so many walls. And we build up these walls thinking to protect ourselves, when in all actuality, we're building our own prison. We're isolating ourselves. We're going to have the freedom to tear down those walls. The freedom to live the kind and quality of life we want. The freedom to have full expression and full development, and to pursue our goals and our dreams, and to interact with our family, our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our friends, just the world, to do work that we love, to have hobbies and interests, and just to be a superb human being living an incredibly awesome life. Isn't this exciting? Can you feel this, you guys? Can you see it for yourself? Your unique, beautiful, wonderful path. It's exciting and fulfilling without the fetters, without the prison bars, without the cages and the walls. They all come down, and it can start today. This journey starts today. But every morning, you need to take steps in that direction, and we need to take it serious, like we talked about in the beginning. You and I both, we've got to take this seriously. Otherwise, we go through the motions of doing the little things, checking off the little boxes, you know, other people's agenda, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? We keep getting the same results, or even worse results, because the world's changing so fast. It used to be if you do the same things you've always done, you get the same things you've always got. I think it's shifted now, where if you keep doing the same things you've always done, you get worse results now, because the world is changing so rapidly and is so intense. Like, the things that are happening, we don't even acknowledge. Like, it's so intense. I mean, and this is why I think massive, massive increase in anxiety, depression, suicides, health problems, you know, mental struggles and issues, emotional struggles and issues, failure to launch, like dissatisfaction, broken marriages and families. I mean, it's just crazy on the rise. And people are like, what's going on? We're just doing the same thing we've always done. It used to work. And I think that's true. It used to work. But it won't work anymore. Because our entire society has shifted in the last 20 years, especially in the last 10. And if we don't take this seriously, then we're destined to fail. And I know those are harsh words, but Brian Tracy said one time, he said, the lack of a commitment to excellence is the acceptance of mediocrity. And Albert Gray said, if you do not deliberately form good habits, then you will unconsciously form bad ones. It's one or the other. If you're not working on your marriage, then you're working on your divorce. And if you're not working towards your potential, then you're working towards your own mediocrity. And so my challenge and invitation with all the love I have for you and for life is to take this seriously. Make some changes. Create some transformations in your life and in your family so that you can reach for your untapped potential. And I will be there to celebrate and watch and cheer you on as you become the extraordinary human being that you already are, but it's just lying dormant and untapped and underdeveloped inside of you. And that the same goes for me. I have potential that is untapped and underdeveloped and undiscovered that I have to go mining for, dig in there and create it, make it happen, and think about it. You guys, think about it. What will your life be like as you are consistently and vigorously pursuing your potential? And then what will your family be like? And what will your neighborhood be like? And what will your life be like? And what will the world be like as tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people are vigorously pursuing their potential? What could we create? What could we do? What could we accomplish? Oh, I love thinking about this. But I can't think about what other people are going to do. I can't control that. I can try to influence. I can try to inspire, motivate, encourage, give them tools and resources. And that's my mission. But at the end of the day, the one person that I can work on is me. And so every day I get up and I work on me. Except yesterday. Oh, man. That was crazy. But most days, let's say that. Most days I get up. And I work on me. And I love it. And I'm growing and I'm learning and improving. And I still make mistakes and I still do dumb things. And things still aren't ideal. And yet I hold the ideal. And I hope you do too. I hope you always have an ideal and I hope you always pursue it. Because what's the alternative? I had this conversation with my daughter the other day. She's like, well, why have ideals? They rarely work out. You hold this ideal and then it doesn't happen. Why even have an ideal? Why aspire? She's like, what? Basically, her question was, why aspire to some ideal? Because, you know, we're going to fall short. And so I asked her, I'm like, well, what would happen if we don't have an ideal? Think about that. Yes, we hold to this ideal and maybe we never actually get to the ideal. But we hold to it and we work towards it and we move in that direction. And so we climb and we progress and we improve and we're growing, we're pursuing something wonderful. But what happens if we don't have any ideal at all? Which many people live like this. They've thrown in the towel, they've given up. And I felt like that before. But if we don't have an ideal that we hold on to and work towards, then what do we work towards? Well, nothing. We hollow out, somebody said, we hollow out our own pit of mediocrity and we stay there. Ugh, I can't think of a more depressing thing. People have often asked me, what's your greatest fear? And as I've thought through it over the years, I think my greatest fear is to get to the end of my life and realize I'd just been a mediocre person. It would be crushing to me, because I know better. So have an ideal, my friends. Hold to it. Pursue it. Seek after it. And let's cheer each other on and support each other. And again, I'm offering all the tools and resources. Like, they're all there. And I'm giving more and more. Every day, I'm sharing more. Except yesterday. I keep coming back to that. Oh, man. Almost every day. I'm sharing the resources, my friends, to help you become your best self, to reach self-actualization. So take advantage of it. Invest in yourself. Take this seriously. Do whatever you have to do. Okay? Whoa. Well, hey, and can I ask you a favor? Like, we've got to spread this message. We've got to share this. We've got to share this with people. Because literally, so many people are completely unconscious of this. They have no idea. They have no clue that they've got this untapped potential and they could totally alter their life and become a new person. They don't even know that. So please help me share this message. Like, take a screenshot of the podcast here and share it on social media and tag me and tag School of Awesomeness. I mean, just get this out there, and or even just whatever. If you don't even share that, just share the ideas, just whatever. Like, get this stuff in front of people so we can reach tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people so they have these ideas and this awakening to become their best selves. Ah, love you guys. Let's go pursue our potential, our self-actualization, and become our very best selves. Because awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.